Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Ken, now with 2024 in the rearview mirror, we're taking a look ahead at the year in politics that's coming up in 2025. Starting locally here in Western New York, what appears to be the biggest political story ahead in 2025?
Well, it'll certainly be the election of the mayor of Buffalo. There's five candidates already declared for a Democratic primary, and there'll soon be six when Acting Mayor Scanlon joins the race. Maybe there'll be one or two more, who knows, but that will attract a lot of the attention, a lot of the money, and it's a very important election given the significance of city issues on finances and other things.
We've already seen a number of candidates throw their hat into the ring for the mayor's race, as you've made mention. I mean, how many of these candidates could we logistically see on the ballot maybe being in consideration still come November when we do cast the vote for the next mayor?
Well, presently planning to run in a Democratic primary in June, and whether they all can make that primary or not, it remains to be seen. You need over 1,000 ballots, signatures on petitions, and then you got to raise money to get yourself known by mailings or advertising and so forth. So the field might narrow then. After June, it sort of depends on whether the Republicans choose to run a candidate. They often don't put up a candidate. So the June primary may be it, but that is a little bit up in the air right now.
Do you see any possibility where a Republican may make a legitimate push for the office as mayor of Buffalo?
I kind of doubt it. There's no names being mentioned. There's been some suggestion that County Clerk Mickey Kearns, who is actually a Democrat, but has won election on the Republican line, might run for mayor, but that's the only name that I've heard so far, and time is coming short. The petitions will hit the street at the end of February, which is just about 8 or 9 weeks from now.
What other local races that may have some sort of significance outside of the mayor's race coming up in 2025?
Well, there's dozens and dozens of local races throughout the towns. One of the more significant ones will probably be in Amherst, where there will be an election for a supervisor. Brian Culpa, who is the incumbent, is term limited and won't be running for re-election. So there will be a new candidate, and who the Republicans will put up remains to be seen. But Amherst is a very big town, and I would think that might be a very competitive race.
And what about nationally? Is there anything in particular on the national landscape in your mind that you're paying attention to that may have any effect in Western New York?
Well, it sort of depends on what the Trump administration can produce based on the promises they've made, because a number of them could have an effect locally. I'm thinking of the tariff impositions that could create issues with our neighbors in Canada, and the immigration issues. There's various social service or educational programs that the Trump administration is talking about eliminating that could have a direct impact locally and might get the attention of people who are either running for office or already in office.